Good morning. This is Michelle and Hannah with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, rates in Brisbane will face a rise of 3.8% in the next financial year under Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner's newly announced budget. The increase is greater than Brisbane's annual inflation rate, which was 3.4%, and this will add an extra $2 on average to ratepayers' weekly bills. The Brisbane City Council budget also announced other measures such as focusing on finding traffic management technology for the city's roads, pausing food waste recycling trials, and the continuation of $2 public pool admissions.
A new study from researchers at Curtin University shows that giant flying reptiles called pterosaurs flew over Queensland and Central Australia over 100 million years ago. The study, led by PhD candidate Adele Pentland, analysed the fossilised remains of a new species of pterosaur, which was originally discovered in 2021 near the town of Richmond in the western Queensland outback. The team identified the new species of reptile as Heliskia petersenii. Pentland described the creatures, which may have had a wingspan of up to 12 metres, as demonic pelicans.
In national news, Australia's aerial firefighting fleet will be expanded to include more multi-use aircrafts that are able to be deployed to emergencies beyond fires. Uses for the aircrafts can include evacuation, resupply, and support for communities affected by other disasters such as storms and floods, including internationally. This shift comes with the recent announcement of the federal budget, which allocates this sector for aircraft expansion an additional $35 million.
Residents from Victoria's Port Fairy are fiercely voicing their opposition to seismic blasting proposals, which is the first step towards gas extraction, in the Otway Basin, a 500-kilometre stretch of seafloor. The blasting's powerful sound waves are a major concern as they can harm marine life, with studies showing a decline in fish populations after seismic testing. The blasting also disrupts the cultural connection First Nations people have with the sea, threatening traditions and stories deeply tied to the marine environment. Port Fairy residents are not giving up and continue to actively participate in meetings with over 50,000 petition submissions opposing the blasting practice.
In international news, according to the World Health Organization, tobacco, alcohol, and ultra-processed foods kills an estimated 2.7 million individuals a year in Europe, making it the cause of about a quarter of all deaths in the region. The WHO cited in a report that major corporations use subversive and tactical marketing methods to push products on vulnerable communities as well as obstruct public interest regulations from governments that impact their profits. All European countries are off track with meeting the UN Sustainable Development Goal of stopping the rise in obesity and the uptake of smoking of those over 15 by more than 30%.
And for your weather today, Brisbane will be cool and sunny. It's currently 15 degrees this morning with an expected maximum of 21 for the Brisbane area. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is fairly moderate. And that's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.